Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. I'm going over my 2015 predictions, and I've still got several to do here. And as you know, for 14 years, my record was 73% accuracy. And so I've already gone through a few of them, and I've won some and I've lost some so far. My next prediction is that in the King v. Burwell Supreme Court case, which is basically the one where Obamacare, the law was written to exclude subsidies to states with federal exchanges. That was that court case. I said that Obamacare would lose, that the Supreme Court would rule against Obamacare, and I missed that one too, just like I missed the one 2 years before. In the bizarro world of the Roberts Court, a 6-3 majority contrived that only really means every. And if you go back and look at what happened there, you'll see what happened. But I missed that one. That's a negative one for me. Prediction. The GOP-controlled Congress and President Obama will agree on tax reform in 2015. Plus one, not sweeping tax reform, but year-end reforms are going to help small businesses, especially in the area of the extensions. The Section 179 that we've talked about so much, and a few other tax reforms that actually got done. And that's a plus one for me. Prediction. Congressional Republicans will thwart the execution of Obama's executive order on immigration. That's a plus one for me because this happened with help from the courts. Almost every executive order the president has issued that's been taken to court, he has lost. When you hear people talk about President Obama being lawless, the courts have said so. Not just people, not just individuals like other Republicans or talk show hosts. The courts have upheld that statement. Next prediction, the Sony cyber assault by North Korea, remember that? Will elevate corporate America's cybersecurity to a de facto national security level. I said that from now on, whatever happens to corporate America with regard to cybersecurity is going to be considered like national security. Well, I got plus one on that one because corporate cybersecurity spending increased by 20%. They had to step up their game to a national security level because a foreign state was attacking an individual company in the United States. And so that's the plus one for me. Next prediction. Unprecedented foreign state cyber assault, same topic, on a U.S. corporation will cause the government to stop companies from responding to such threats on their own, making sure that the companies didn't give in to the terrorists without working through the government. Well, that's a plus one for me. Those conversations did happen between the companies and the government. Next prediction. In political theater redux, a Clinton and a Bush will become presidential candidates, but neither will be their party's front runner by year end. Well, I got Bush. He's not even close to being the front runner, but I missed Clinton. She is the front runner, and I missed that one. So that's a push. I've been surprised by Bush that he hasn't done better, and I've been surprised that Clinton's baggage hasn't hurt her so far. Next prediction. Oregon will defeat Florida State in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Plus one, it was a 59-20 whooping. And so I got that one. Next prediction, and my last prediction. Alabama will win the inaugural NCAA Division I championship game. Well, as you know, Alabama didn't even get in the Division I championship game Minus one, and that was my first. I've made football predictions every year, and I believe, I'm pretty sure that's my first ever football. No, maybe one more. Maybe I missed one more way back. But I think I missed an Auburn one time. But that was a minus one. So this year I went 11 for 16. I got 11 predictions out of 16, or 69% accuracy, which takes my 15-year record to just under 73%. How'd you do in your predictions? How would you like to have a? What do you think about a almost 73-year, 15-year accuracy? That's not too bad. I wish I could be that good at if I went to Vegas or the stock market. I don't do that well there. So in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be introducing you to my 2016 predictions. Probably either probably the first week of the year. It'll be after the first of the year. Probably somewhere around probably the third or the fourth or fifth. I'll do my 2016 predictions. And I'll let you see what you think about that. So I got to take a quick break, and we got more to come for you after these messages. And I think you're gonna like what we got coming up right after this. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers to take us out.
Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey. Cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.